Hey, everybody. It is Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here alongside Jacob Brothers. And we're bringing back as a special guest for this topic, Daniel Agbuya. And we had to talk about this, guys, because you guys are in Las Vegas, even though Evo Online, the live event was canceled. Evo Online was scheduled to go down this month. But a litany, I mean, a deluge of sexual misconduct allegations have hit the FGC, and the Smash community in particular has been hard hit by these allegations. So I wanted to bring on Daniel because Daniel is like myself. He's a fighting game guy. And I wanted to talk about this because the thing that I want everybody to understand before we get into these allegations is that they are allegations. No legal action has been taken against any of these people as far as I know. But this is really important as we start to have conversations about the future of esports, about the future of video games, and what it means to be in positions of power in the gaming industry. So, Daniel, you have been following this story. You're somebody who is been in fighting game tournaments as a contestant, as a competitor. First and foremost, you know, what is your reaction to all this stuff that's come out?
Absolute disgust. That's plain and simple. Like, you see all these, you know, I commend these people for coming out and speaking their story. Then you kind of have to reflect on kind of like, you've been in this so long that you wonder, did I notice this, or did I notice this and was subconsciously ignoring it? You know, you can't help but think, like, did I have a hand of like perpetuating this in some way or form? And this is my mind just speaking against me, but, you know, I don't recognize the FGC as what I thought it was in my head anymore.
Yeah, and I think all of us as fighting game fans are feeling the same way, because, I mean, I've reflected myself at, you know, on going to tournaments and going, you know, did I see what I saw, or was I, you know, somebody who maybe, you know, let a kid in, you know, just holding the door for somebody and just let them walk in when they weren't supposed to be there. Just very innocuous stuff that now everybody has to think a lot harder on. But we want to talk more about what actually was said, because a lot of people were accused here, and some of the most notable players are players like Zero and Nairo in the Smash community. That's just to name two. There were many more, but Zero and Nairo in particular were very, very high profile players. I mean, these are top 8 level players. Mm-hmm. These are guys that have won championships. They have won tournaments. These are some of the most visible players in all of Smash, and they've been accused. And Nairo, his situation is even more sort of devastating, because he was allegedly having a relationship with Captain Zach, who was 14 or 15 at the time. And he and his brother were paying Captain Zach to stay quiet about the story, because Nairo at the time was 20, 21 years old. So this is something that they knew intrinsically was wrong, and they still did it. They still did it. And not only that, tried to cover their tracks. So it makes my stomach hurt talking about it. Like, that's how disgusting this is. And another sort of really terrible allegation is the case of Senpai, who was a caster for the Smash community. She had a physical relationship with a 14-year-old puppy, who, when I say this kid was 14, he didn't even look 14. This kid looked 10 years old. And yet she preyed upon him as well. What the hell is going on right now? Like, in Smash in particular, I don't want to bring this as a whole FGC umbrella. What's going on in Smash? What do you guys think is happening here?
Well, as an outsider, go on, Daniel.
Oh, no, go ahead, Jacob. I want to hear this.
Okay. Actually, yeah, as an outsider, so I've just been watching games, fighting games on Evo. I kind of knew what was going on, and what I what gather is kind of happening is, like, Smash is now officially in the limelight. You know, a lot of these casters are now even more famous. A lot of these players are even more famous. I knew very well who Zero was. And I think once things get to that higher, more eyes on it level, just kind of more things get exposed as to happening. Because, like, this stuff is happening, you know, in traditional sports. This stuff is happening in other esports. And I think that Smash, in particular, because it has, I would say, traditionally younger fan base and a more casual fan base, as we've talked about off air. And now it's like the people affected is a much larger pool than other fighting games. And now that its popularity is higher, it's just being more aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a really important point, because when you talk about, you know, Nintendo games, Nintendo already has its sort of younger, more casual demographic that it wants to go after. And Smash is one of the biggest games in the world. And so you're absolutely right. That younger demographic is going to be interfacing with some of the
could have exposed kids to this kind of a world that might have not even known about that world yet.
Yeah, and again, you know, that's the part that really begins to upset me, because, you know, on one hand, I always want people and kids and people of all ages to be able to go and enjoy video games, you know, whether it be in a live event or virtually. But I'm leaning more to the point of like all events should just be 18 and up. And that's sad, and it is kind of punishing the victims in a sense, but it is clear to me, at least, that when it comes to Smash events, like, kids should not be allowed at them. Like, clearly, and that sounds ridiculous to say, but it is clear that the, like, certain people cannot control themselves, and that sounds, I want to vomit those words coming out of my mouth. But it's disgusting.
I want to throw an alternative to that. If it's like not just over 18, have the parents involved. If your kid is like 14 and he wants to go to a Smash tournament, you have to be there as your parent. As a parent, be there. Has parental supervision, responsibility. Like, what is a grown adult letting their kid go in by themselves to an event like this? Where apparently now we have all these sickos in the community.
Well, to be fair, parents are generally.
Yeah, go ahead.
Parents are generally uninformed about video games for the most part. So I think that if they go with your route, Daniel, which I kind of agree with, is that I think that these event holders should be upfront about, like, look, there have been very bad sexual allegations that have happened specifically with Super Smash Brothers. You need to be here and you need to watch your kid closely. Well, if they say that to a parent, they'll listen to that.
But at the same time, I feel like that's also victim blaming, because for me, think about all the times you've gone to like state fairs and the movies and the mall and all these other places. It's not like there's never been predators at those places, but you didn't stop being able to go to those things at 14 years old with your friends. Like, 14 years old is in high school. Like, you at that point should be able to conduct yourself without complete parental oversight. And so the thing that I just think is, I think that puts too much onus on the victims to protect themselves and not enough onus on the tournament organizers, the players, and the community to police itself. And that's where I see a big problem. But I want to move on, because the reason why Evo is canceled is actually not these allegations, but one of the founders of Evo, Joey Cuellar, he's known as Mr. Wizard, he was accused of essentially lewd bets to get, you know, young boys disrobed, if you will. And that sounds really weird and gross, again, to say, but that is the allegation. Multiple Twitter users, they did not reveal their real names, came out, accused Cuellar of the acts, and subsequently he has been removed from his position at Evo after Capcom and Bandai and NetherRealm and everybody pulled out of Evo, said we're not going. So I throw this back to you, Daniel. What's the future of Evo now? What's the future of fighting games? Because I feel like at this point the Evo brand is forever tainted.
Okay, so I don't know about the future of Evo, because Evo has to do a lot of things to, one, earn back the trust of, you know, fans. And I don't know what their plans are because, you know, I'm not staff there. But I will say this, in terms of fighting games, I think what people need to remember is that the FGC is not Evo. The FGC is not one or two players. The FGC is not even a single event. The FGC is community. The FGC is people sharing their passion for their favorite games. That's what people need to, I don't know if they got to rediscover or what, but that's what's keeping me kind of going and like still being involved in this. I and myself am going to be, you know, continuing to go with the online events and things like that because I want to show like we're better than this. Yeah. We are.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree. And I just want to echo the sentiment and also say that if you have been a victim of abuse, please do not hesitate to reach out to a loved one, someone you trust, or on top of that, the authorities. The sooner you speak out, the sooner you can get these people either locked up behind bars or at least ostracized from their communities. And to be honest, I don't want these people to have careers. I don't want these people in my community. I don't want them to be able to say they're FGC, and I don't want them to be able to say that they're gamers. So I implore everyone, if you've been a victim, please speak out, and you will find support. I guarantee you that you will find support.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.